This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena, Geneva.
How you going?
Good.
That kind of rhymes, eh? Morena, Geneva.
Yeah, it does. So today we're looking at a bit of a cult classic.
Yes.
From the soul canon, the 70s soul canon, Baby Huey and the Babysitters. And
was he actually a baby?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to get to that.
Sorry.
It's kind of like
I was so curious. Yeah. I was like, is it actually a baby?
No. It's a bit of a kind of a piss take, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And the album's called The Baby Huey Story, The Living Legend. It was released in 1971, posthumously, actually, because he actually died around the time of this recording, which we'll talk about. But let's just talk firstly about his background and where he came from and all that. So he was born James Ramey in Indiana, Richmond, but he grew up in Chicago and he sang in many bands from his teen years and adopted the stage name Baby Huey from the cartoon duckling character of the same name.
Aww.
Yeah.
So he's a big sweetie.
Yeah, and he's a very large man, or was a very large man. He had a glandular disorder, which meant he weighed 300 pounds.
Wow.
And if you look at pictures of him, he's a huge, huge man.
But he's like tall as well.
Very tall, yeah, very tall. And in 1963, only age 19, he formed the band Baby Huey and the Babysitters, and they played a mixture of kind of R&B and soul, became a bit of a favourite around the Chicago club scene in the 1960s. And as the 60s progressed, they kind of moved away from that sort of classic soul sound towards a more kind of psychedelic soul sound, following in the footsteps of the likes of Sly and the Family Stone,
yes.
Curtis Mayfield. And there's actually a very strong Curtis Mayfield link with this album and with Baby Huey, because it was actually moving into the psychedelic kind of soul style that they actually got into contact with Curtis Mayfield, who he actually wanted to sign Baby Huey to his record label. And the problem was he didn't want the other members of the band. He just wanted Baby Huey. So that led to some conflict, so to speak, and a bit of tension with the other members of the band. Some members left the band, actually, before they got down to recording this record.
Why is it that when something's going well, they're like, we want only half?
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? We only want him, we don't want you.
It's ruined a lot of bands.
It has,
yeah. Why not just take the band?
I know.
As is.
Yes, I know.
Stop it.
So, yeah, there was a bit of an unease in the recording sessions for this album. Especially also because Curtis Mayfield was the producer of this record. So he was not only the boss of the label, he was also the producer. And he also wrote some of the tracks on this record.
Honestly, I probably would listen to Curtis
Mayfield. Yeah, I would definitely listen to Curtis.
But no one else.
Yeah. But then, as I was saying just before, tragedy struck during the sessions for this record, because Baby Huey died, actually, of a heart attack. And during this time, it is said he had become a bit of a heroin addict, and this contributed to his worsening health problems. And yeah, it was very unfortunate that that happened. So the album had to be finished without him, and Curtis Mayfield and the rest of the band basically decided to complete the track listing by just playing a lot of instrumentals.
Man, that's young as well.
Yeah, he was very young. And so a lot of the tracks on this album don't contain his vocals, they're just instrumentals of the band playing. But thankfully, he did manage to record a few good songs with his vocals, which we're going to hear.
Yes.
So we're going to open up with the opening track of the record, which is a real funky number. Lots of horns, big booming vocal from Baby Huey. He's got a very distinct vocal. He even does his best kind of James Brown scream. You know, the classic James Brown scream? Yeah, he tries that a couple of times. I mean, obviously, he's probably influenced by James Brown. So, yeah, let's see what you think.
Oh,
bongos.
Kind of funky. It's pretty damn funky.
That scream, James Brown's scream. So iconic.
Oh, it's so good.
Great horns as well. Love a good horn section.
Well, those who just tuned in, this is Baby Huey and the Babysitters, our
album
anniversary
album. Yeah, yes. And that was Listen to Me, the opening track. And now the next track we're going to play is a Curtis Mayfield original.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this is called Runnin', and this has more of a kind of psychedelic soul feel to it. It's got lots of sort of distorted wah-wah guitar going on,
wah,
fuzzy keys and all the rest of it, so yeah.
Cool. 675-395. If you want to say something,
say something.
Maybe you had the record. Kia ora, everyone. That was Baby Huey with Running.
Hi-ya.
Our anniversary album of the week.
Yes.
We're going to be cutting to a wee little tiny break. Sam Smith will be talking to us about the reception of this record from 1971.
Yeah.
And what have we got here? We've got a text.
Ooh, mysterious.
Please play A Change Is Going to Come by Baby Huey.
Yeah, that's off this album. It's a Sam Cooke cover, obviously.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
So you decided not to go with covers?
No, it was a bit too long because it's like 9 minutes. That's why I decided.
But yeah. I implore you all out there, the listeners, to listen to the entire album.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you very much to the listener who texted in.
You guys got anything to eat? The lucky taco truck just crashed through the flipping wall. There goes the Bond.
Anyone for tacos?
Couldn't we just order online?
I mean, yeah, you could. But the atmosphere, man.
The Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit. Everything you need to make authentic, delicious tacos at your place. Get them from Faro Fresh or order online at theluckytaco.co.nz for free delivery anywhere Auckland-wide. The Lucky Taco, bringing Mexican street food to your place since way back.
The sprawling grounds at Hampton Court, Capability Brown's Royal Botanic Landscapes at Kew, and now Galbraith's Folly. All the regal summertime loveliness of a proper English garden, but round the back of Galbraith's and minus the Tories and Brexit. Amazing food and top quality beer, hot summer nights on the English Riviera, but not. Galbraith's Folly, open now, Mount Eden Road, just across from the power station.
If you grow stuff, or if you want to start growing stuff, Franklin Hydroponics have what you need to go green. Lights, tents, nutrients, fans and filters, all the best prices in the country. Visit their mega warehouse in Pukekohe or buy online and get delivered. Plus, 20% off of Canon Nutrients when you mention 95BFM in store. Nice! Franklin Hydroponics, go to franklinhydroponics.co.nz.
Sorry, no goths.
Excuse me?
Yeah, piss off. Maybe without those sunnies you could read the bloody sign.
No goths. This is cruel and unusual.
Not as cruel and unusual as that beautiful velvet cape. Now get out of my sight, Nosferatu.
I'm a human being.
It's hard out there for a goth, but everyone's welcome on Penny's 1-4. A heady mix of the sounds of now and the shimmering hits from our alternative past.
To four
with Penny this afternoon only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora everyone. You're tuned into you're tuned in to Morning Glory with Geneva, and we are currently doing the reception for Anniversary Albums.
We are Baby Huey and the Babysitters, and this album came out about 4 months after he died, so that was very sad. And it didn't chart at all, but.
What?
It's become a cult classic, as I said at the start.
How does one become a cult classic?
It's like basically if an album was kind of didn't become commercially successful but became popular in like the music community or the underground music community, particularly within people who like to collect records.
Well done, music community.
And people in the soul and R&B community as well.
Yes.
But also then years later, a lot of these tracks were sampled by rappers. As well. Rappers and hip-hop producers are very good at finding old records and sampling them and bringing them to new audiences,
particularly
jazz, soul, funk albums, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So thank you, hip-hop community.
Thank you, hip-hop. Once again, saving everyone.
Yeah.
Again.
And it's actually... So on the Music User website, Rate Your Music, where people can go on and rate albums and stuff and rank them. This album features very highly. It's in the top 50 rated soul albums on that website and also the top 30 rated funk albums as well. So it's definitely considered right up there in funk and soul communities. And a bit of an essential record from the early 70s.
Fab.
And I don't think there's any doubt Baby Huey, had he gone on, he would have become a massive soul star for sure.
Yeah.
And he probably would have actually got some commercial recognition given how popular soul music and funk music was to become in the 70s.
Well, it seems like, you know, judging by what he was doing, he had some big plans.
Well, yeah, and Curtis Mayfield was there helping him, and what better mentor to have than Curtis Mayfield?
Yeah.
So I thought for our final track today, this is probably his most well-known song. It's called Hard Times. Again, it's a Curtis Mayfield song, and Curtis would actually record his own version a few years after this record came out. You'll probably recognise the song because it featured on the Back on the Good Foot ad here at BFM.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay.
And shout out Matthew Crawley and Tina Turntables for that wonderful show. Rest in peace. So you probably...
They're still alive.
They are, but the show isn't.
Yeah,
but it was a great show.
Just to specify.
The promo for that show had this song on it, so you'll probably recognise it.
Thanks very much for coming in, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.
I guess we won't see each other for 2 weeks.
No, because there's holidays and all sorts of other shenanigans.
And
happening.
You're going to Waiheke. Oh, sorry, Waitangi.
Hoping to, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yep. Sorry, Waitangi. I keep saying Waiheke all the time.
Shout out Waiheke.
Shout outs. Hard times.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.